From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. Two races for Arkansas Supreme Court seats are drawing record-breaking amounts of spending. Here's my look at the race for Chief Justice. The campaigns of Associate Justice Courtney Goodson, Judge Dan Kemp, and the outside spending of a conservative Washington, D.C. group called the Judicial Crisis Network have collectively spent well over $1 million.
Dan Kemp refuses to kick this Washington, D.C. dark money group out of Arkansas. He should stand up to them and demand that they get their ads off of our TVs, off of our radios, and out of our mailboxes.
That's Goodson. After several failed attempts to coordinate an in-person interview, Goodson agreed to send recorded responses to KUAR's emailed questions. Ads paid for by the Judicial Crisis Network have attacked Goodson. They highlight personal gifts she's received and her siding with six other justices on the court to strike down the state's voter ID law in 2014. Dan Kemp told KUAR that he has no connection to the Judicial Crisis Network.
If I did, I'd be proposing that they run positive ads for me because I'm running a positive campaign promoting myself.
In a recent Facebook post, Kemp did go so far as to say he firmly rejects the involvement of the Judicial Crisis Network. In his campaign, Kemp cites his nearly 30-year record as a circuit judge in Mountain View. As a chief justice, he says he wants to advocate for a broad set of ethics reforms in the judiciary.
I'm proposing that no judge or justice in Arkansas receive any gift or any kind of personal benefit from their service as a judge other than the salary that they receive from the taxpayers.
Kemp wants to set new guidelines for recusal by judges who have potential conflicts of interest in a case.
And obviously what I'm referring to is the case of convicted Judge Mike Maggio, who's pled guilty in federal court to accepting a bribe in the form of campaign contributions and reduced a jury verdict. You know, that's a situation that should have never occurred. And whenever something like that does happen, then we all lose. That's a black eye on the entire judiciary and the entire legal system.
Kemp says the state is approaching a crisis in its public defender system. He says he'd call on the legislature to pay for more public defenders. He also wants to expand drug courts in all 75 counties. Despite Kemp's call for reforms, Little Rock attorney and liberal political blogger Matt Campbell recently filed an ethics complaint against him. He says Kemp accepted a plea deal in circuit court by a daughter of family friends, who later contributed to his campaign. Kemp's campaign has called the complaint a cheap political stunt. Goodson did not say specifically what ethics reforms she'd push for, but she says she's in favor of dark money donors disclosing themselves.
In fact, most of the folks I talk to are concerned about these anonymous, secret donor groups, and no one knows who they are or what agenda they're pushing.
Goodson is serving her sixth year on the state's high court. On judicial philosophy, she calls herself a strict constructionist and believes the law should only be interpreted as it's written.
That's why I'm so proud to have the support of the National Rifle Association and thousands of Arkansans who believe in upholding the Constitution.
Goodson says her experience working with the other six justices, as well as her experience hearing death penalty appeals and constitutional appeals, makes her right for the Chief Justice job.
I can hit the ground running on the day I'm sworn in.
Goodson says judges should still be elected. Her opponent, Dan Kemp, agrees, but he does expect the current system to see some changes.
Either a reform of the present campaign rules for judicial races, or there's going to be a push for a constitutional amendment in the Arkansas Constitution to allow the appointment of appellate judges.
The election for Chief Justice on the Arkansas Supreme Court is March 1st. Chris Hickey, KUAR News. In Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey.